Glad to have this man here, too. He is the executive director of St. Vincent de Paul's. He is also city councilman for Santa Rosa and vice mayor, in fact, of Santa Rosa. Jack Tibbetts is here. Jack, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Nice to talk to you. And congratulations, by the way, on the Nonprofit Leadership Award for your association with St. Vincent de Paul. Very nice.
Yeah, it was an honor to get it.
And tell us what you have to do with St. Vincent de Paul's, which is, of course, an organization that has been in so active in Sonoma County for decades.
Yeah, well, it's an organization that's been around since 1968, and it started off as the Catholic Worker in downtown Santa Rosa, where their primary mission was to just, you know, provide hot, nutritious meals for people. And we still do that to this day, year-round. We serve about 200 meals out of our dining room on Wilson Street. But ever since I came on board with the organization, one of the focuses that I've really had and tried to get the organization to think about is actually solving homelessness through shelter and housing. This shelter that we're starting at the Armory is kind of a small step in that direction, but we're excited to be making it.
Yeah, we should say that the National Guard Armory in Santa Rosa is going to be open and a new home, or a new, well, I shouldn't say new because it's been used for this purpose before, but given the cold temperatures in Sonoma County of late, a good idea for an additional place for people to go.
Yes, exactly. And that's why we decided to make this change is, you know, we see all these folks in our community, whether it's Santa Rosa or in the surrounding environs throughout Sonoma County. And these places where people can just walk in, it's warm, it's dry, they can grab a hot meal, a cot. You know, that's really important because when you think about it, it gets to be below freezing in Sonoma County pretty frequently, more often than we realize.
We haven't had a break from that for a couple of weeks now.
No, we haven't, and we noticed that. We're trying to get this Armory open, up and running as fast as we can so we can get people out of this cold.
Yeah, it's a very good idea, and I know that the City Council has been working feverishly on all things recovery-related, and that includes what really has been an influx of more homeless people in Sonoma County as a result of the wildfires.
Yep, that's absolutely on our mind, and what's important, too, is that during this recovery that we don't forget people who were homeless prior to the fire. Because right now in the nonprofit world, we are seeing a lot of resources and attention go to disaster victims. And that's good. We need to see that. But it honestly just means that we need to double down in our time and effort to make sure that everybody in Sonoma County who needs help is getting the help they need.
You know, that's one of the things that I love, Jack, about the Resilience Fund that's put together by the Community Foundation, because it's one of the funds that is forward thinking, you know, realizing that this multi-layered situation we find ourselves in means that we are going to need continued assistance and well after the new year and even way after, you know, the first foundations are being laid.
Yeah, I'm really, as I'm somebody in the nonprofit sector, I'm really grateful for funds like the Resilience Fund, that's for sure.
Yeah, and but it is an important time of the year, especially right now, of course, to remember the folks that already had needs before the fires began to blaze. And obviously, you're in a position to know about that. What are there needs in Sonoma County, even over the next couple of weeks, that need tending to or you need more people for?
With us at St. Vincent de Paul, we're always looking for volunteers. One, because yes, it really helps our organization reach more people and provide a better service, but also because I think it's really important that people see the plight of some of the folks in Sonoma County that live it every day, and it just makes us aware of situations outside our own comfort zone. So we always invite volunteers to come down and work with us.
Well, I would think, Jack, that being the executive director of St. Vincent de Paul's is going to give you sort of a unique, you know, source of information as you're sitting in your city council chair and trying to make decisions that are directly going to affect, you know, the people that you know so well.
You know, it does, and I feel really blessed and lucky to be able to serve in both of these roles right now because they do complement one another in a really positive way. And one thing that I love about my job is it just really gives you empathy, and I think that's a prerequisite for people in elected office.
Yeah, it's quite the concept, empathy in public office, but I'm glad that you are maybe laying the groundwork that others could pay attention to, so good for you. Hey, Jack, I also have to bring up something that is going to be on the table today for the Santa Rosa City Council, and that is the consideration of an immediate ban on evictions while we are still in post-fire mode. Have there been a lot of circumstances you've been made aware of where landlords are trying to kick people out to make more money on rent?
There have. In fact, the city of Santa Rosa and the staff report that was given to the council members, I think four people who are on our Section 8 housing list who had vouchers and who had housing were removed from their housing and were replaced with a fire victim. And that is something that's tough, right? Because we want to make sure that there's available housing for disaster victims, because they need a place to go,
but not at the expense of those not only who also need it, but who have already been in place in those homes.
Exactly, and the other thing too is you have to think about it as availability of resources. A lot of times, the family that's being displaced does not have these living expense checks from insurance companies.
Yeah,
which is kind of what is driving these evictions in the first place. Once you bring the market or the unit to the open market, you get to increase the rent, and that's a problem. The council is going to be addressing it today. Unfortunately, I'm actually pretty angry about this. I have to recuse myself because I have a couple of tenants that live in my home, and that creates what's called a conflict of interest.
I see,
but. But I still think that the council today is going to take some action to provide these protections. I think everybody on the council agrees that there are protections that need to be in place.
Well, aren't we still in the 10% time period, Jack, in terms of, you know, the fact that whether it's food or water or rent or gasoline or whatever, that those prices can't rise more than 10% during the course of an emergency?
We are, but what's unclear, and I hope that the question gets asked tonight, is that we don't know if the person can increase the rent after a lease has expired. So if you have a month-to-month lease, technically that contract is expired. It doesn't have to be renewed by the landlord. So upon that time, can the landlord bring it to the open market and collect up to, I mean, we're hearing stories of up to $4,500 a month. And
wow.
I mean, of course, that's untenable. It's tenable for as long as those checks are coming in from the insurance company.
Yeah.
But at some point, that bottom's going to drop out. And it certainly is going to drop out for the family that was living in that unit before.
Yeah. Maybe we should put some of those landlords on, billboards or ads in the paper, something like that, like they used to do with drunk drivers, you know?
Actually, that's an idea, Pat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, this is something that I think most of us hate to see, any kind of advantage being taken by anybody in a position of power. And anyone who is at the helm of housing is in a position of power right now.
That's true.
I'm glad to hear that the city council is going to be looking at that, and it'll probably be a continuation. So what's on the table is a 90-day the emergency ban would be for 90 days. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
But I think that the council can make other time decisions as well.
And one more thing before we let you go, Councilman Tibbetts, and that is we're right around the corner from Christmas and smack dab in the holiday season. What is on your wish list for Santa Rosa as we begin 2018?
I'll be honest, Pat, and you hear it here first, is my wish for Santa Rosa is that we can go into this next election season looking really seriously at something like an affordable housing bond for Santa Rosa. A lot of the problems that our city faces and the reason why we can't address everybody's needs all stems from one common problem, and that is a lack of financial resources. And housing is now more pressing than ever. If you add up the units lost in the fire, coupled with the units we had to build prior to the fire, we're about 8,500 housing units short.
Wow.
Of what we need to meet to bring price stability to this market to house our workforce. So I'm really hoping that we can put, the community can put something together, especially in light of this, of what just happened to Santa Rosa.
Absolutely. And I'm a firm believer that if ever there are needs, well, let's say for firefighters around the county, wouldn't this be a great time to get them on the ballot, too? Because I'm pretty sure that the support would be overwhelming. Well, Jack, thanks much for being with us this morning. Appreciate the conversation. There'll be many more. And happy holidays to you and yours.
Thanks, Pat. You too.
All right, that is Jack Tibbetts. He is the executive director of St. Vincent de Paul's, also a member of the Santa Rosa City Council, and we're all going to have our work cut out for us when 2018 rolls around.